This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
All right, good to have everybody with us. We want to hit the ground running here. This will not be some granular breakdown of a baseball game on May 28th. The Tigers win. It's what they do. They just keep winning. We will also not be doing Paul Skeens fantasy baseball trades. Sorry, not sorry. We have some things we want to discuss, though. One of which involves Rico's ego. So this is going to be really dangerous. But last night, I was watching sports, and more specifically, the sport of basketball.
Okay.
And
it's like, this is David's who said it.
Sports. No. But I wanted to bring something up because I think we have lulled ourselves into a false sense of security about something. And I'm not sure that we're right. And I want to revisit this conversation with a fan base in this town. So I was watching Knicks and Pacers last night. And Tyrese Halliburton had a 32-point, 12-rebound, 15-assist game with no turnovers.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know the list of players that have done that in a playoff game?
No.
It's Tyrese Halliburton. And that's the list.
Oh, okay. I thought you were about to say, and Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant.
Only three players in history have done a 30-10-15 game. Nikola Jokic, Oscar Robertson would be the other two.
Wow.
But they turned the ball over. It's something we discussed the other day, and it's this idea that we have convinced ourselves in this town, well, Cade Cunningham's superstar. Cade Cunningham's better than, you know, Tyrese Halliburton. Like, Tyrese Halliburton's a goofball. Tyrese Halliburton's in the conference finals for a second straight year, and last night he put the Pacers on his back.
He did.
And he played arguably one of the great, I don't want to say, like, I'm sure in a first-round game somebody's dropped 50, but work with me. Like, a meaningful playoff game deep into the playoffs, that's one of the best performances I've seen in 5-10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And
you put a bullet in the Knicks.
Yeah, and you hate to see it. Bing bong. But here's my question. Are we sure Cade is even at Halliburton's level? But moreover, the conversation this summer, we're hurtling towards this, of what should the Pistons do? Shams Charania had a comment that I thought was interesting, and he says he thinks this is going to be one of the wildest off seasons in NBA history. Now, when you factor in that the free agent market is duty, the free agent market is ass, guys. Don't even bring it up. When you weed through the players who all have player options, and they're all keeping them, and the best free agent on the market is Kenny Cott, it's going to be trades. Mm-hmm. But here is my question, Rico. Are we sure Cade is as good or better than Halliburton? But moreover, if I'm asking the question, isn't that even more motivation? The Pistons have to be aggressive this offseason. Because here's what fans have lulled themselves into. All of these fake, you know, guys who don't know basketball, who act like they do. Oh, the Pistons just need to be patient. Just let it simmer. We're in a great position. F you. Honestly, the East is wide open. This idea that Cade's a top five player in the league, top 10, he's not. He's very, very good. And he might be a superstar. But man, last night I saw Halliburton do something that I don't think Cade could ever do. Cade averages 5 turnovers a game. Mm-hmm. You know how many games he played this season with no turnovers? 1.
Yeah.
And sure as hell didn't come in the playoffs.
Oh, no. In the playoffs, he was a turnover machine. Like, I think in the elimination game, he had 7. So it's major. I mean,
and this is your guy, so I know this is like a real warm and fuzzy feeling for you.
No, it's actually something that you said, Mike. I'm going to give you your ego and stroke your ego.
Thank you.
It's the reason why. And I know what you're going to say, you can't win with male pattern baldness. But, but we knew who Trae Young was because on the Bright Lights big stage in New York, Madison Square Garden, he went out there, he took the Knicks out. And the Atlanta team, the Hawks went out and you know, they tried to build around him, but it failed. Cade had that opportunity, and every time he had the chance to put the Knicks away, he didn't. Whether it was a missed shot, whether it was dribbling the ball off his foot, throwing it out of bounds, like turning the ball over. But you're watching Halliburton, bright lights, and he is giving the Knicks all they can handle and then some. To me, big stage, that's what superstars do on the big stage, is they rise up and they become that guy.
And Cade could get
guy.
There. Let's
he
be
could,
clear.
Yes.
I think it's the idea of with the summer bearing down on us, how can you hold the opinion the Pistons shouldn't do anything? I can't figure that part out because Kenny said something in the pre-show. Kenny decided to come to work today, which is a real blessing. So it's, listen, you watch the playoffs and you realize how far away you are.
Mm-hmm.
Kenny's having that with the Wings and you're watching the Floridas and the Edmontons and the Dallases. And a lot of that is, we seduced ourselves into, well, the Pistons almost beat the Knicks, ergo they would have beaten the Celtics or would have beaten the Pacers. The reality is you're probably not close.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the idea of, don't we all have to come together and go, look, it's not going to be good enough to just bring Malik Beasley back. Like, you've got to do something because the East is, you look, there's going to be a new champ this year, mm-hmm. right? And that'll be 7 in 7 years, which means next year, going to be another new champion. I don't think you're going to see a back-to-back. Now, maybe OKC's got that ability. I mean, again, Rico, they got a million first-round picks. They have Nikola Topic, who hasn't even played in the NBA yet. Right. They've kept him on ice.
The way the Spurs used to do things.
Yeah, maybe OKC is that outlier. But here's the reality. They don't play in the East.
Right.
I wanted to ask the people, as we kind of start the show, an abbreviated show on a Wednesday, Are we sure that we are so comfortable with Cade's status that we don't want to make a move here? Because it's weird to hear people knock Halliburton. Like, ESPN has got this derangement syndrome with Halliburton. Do you see Stephen A?
Yeah, I was about to say, it's not ESPN, it's Stephen A. It's just, and I think it's because he's going up against his Knicks, and he can't swallow his pride to say he's better than Jalen Brunson. He's out there performing each night.
Probably
and
want to swallow your pride and shave your head while you're at it. His hairline starts at the back of his ears.
Take Thibodeau with you.
Well, I'm just saying, it looks like Jerry Rice the late years. Remember Jerry Rice on the Seahawks?
Yes.
The cornrows started in the back of his earlobes.
You ever see the side profile of him?
You just got to let it go.
You know what? So long as he stands next to Thibodeau, he's okay.
Truth. Tom Thibodeau, no pride.
Because they showed the back of his head, and I'm like, Tom.
There was an angle last night where the piggly wiggly, the pigtail on the top of his head, it was like spatially off of his skull, and you're like, it looked like a tilt-a-whirl.
Oh, no. It was the angle. It was for him from behind, and I was like, God. Wow.
Like Tibbs.
Wow.
Come on, man. Tibbs, just let it go, man. Mama's calling. Right. Bald is beautiful. Even it's okay.
Even Gene Katie's like, you got to let this go.
Right. Even he thought it was something. Right. Denny Crum on line 4.
Right.
It was tough.
But no, when I look at this Pistons team, they have to do something because Cade I think, is ready to make that next step. But then you look at the Pacers team and you're
Who's your Pascal Siakam? Who's your Miles Turner?
I was about to say, who's your Nesmith?
Yeah. Oh, failed Celtic, Aaron Nesmith.
But he found his niche there.
I know, but why couldn't he find it with us? He's terrible. But that was my question. Yeah. And I know it's complicated. And I know it's, look, I'm sorry that we're not just going to come on the air and, Tigers win again. Yes, they did. This is what they do.
Where do you get that from?
It's like fake broadcaster voice, and I just hear a lot of it. Like, just talk. You talk for a living. You don't need to push your voice. Okay. Let's take me out of town, scoreboard. All right, take it easy.
All right, take me back.
248. Yeah, circle back to it. 248-539-9797. Halliburton has been eye-opening, and it's the direct comp to Cade. Guys that, yes, you could have taken Halliburton.
I'm letting that go.
But no one's mad we have Cade.
No.
But for a time, it felt like everyone, myself included, guilty. Oh, well, Cade's better than Halliburton. The reality is, he might not be. And it leads to the second question of, where do you stand with the Pistons offseason? Because if I have another person tell me, no, we just need to be patient, and Asur's going to have an offseason with no blood clots, as if he's going to blossom into Scottie Pippen. Like, it's just...
Because my thing is, who's your second and third scorers consistently?
I don't know.
I know what I'm going to get with Siakam.
I don't
know. What are you getting me? Asur's not.
I just thought what Halliburton did last night was beyond eye-opening. What he's done in the playoffs, what he's done since January 1, and it's the idea of, okay, look, if you don't have the best point guard in your division, then why are we acting like we're on the mountaintop and we don't need to do anything? No, how about maybe Cade needs help and that'll help him get to the next level? But I wanted to ask, yes, Kenny, you were going to speak on basketball. This is exciting.
No, I wasn't going to speak on basketball. All I was going to say
I almost
was,
fainted.
No.
Oh, my God. Kenny has NBA takes?
It's just frustrating because I'm going through the same thing with the Red Wings, and they didn't make the playoffs. And I said it, and like you said, I said it to you pre-show where it's like, I'm watching, you watch Florida tonight. It's not close.
No, it's night and day.
It's night and day, and you watch these playoff series, and you're like, man.
By the way, shout out NHL. Ratings down 25%. I saw that. It's a nice league.
I saw that. But you know what, Kenny? It was all, for years, it was like following the Lions, where the Super Bowl was not the same sport that the Lions play.
Speaking of Lions, I do have something for Lions fans at 5 o'clock.
Oh.
And I made sure, people, this is real. Evan had asked me, I'd said, hey, I've got some interesting numbers from ESPN about the Lions. And he goes, well, tell me this particular number. And I said, I can't because Rico is sitting here and I want organic response. Rico goes, I can leave. And Rico took a walk around the building.
I went out and hung out with Tony Ortiz.
Oi, sports station. All right. So I just saw Tony too. 248-539-9797. I want to get some of the phone calls, get the ticket text coming in. Couple of notes off of a wild NBA playoff game last night, but it has me more emboldened to want to make a move to get Cade more help because Halliburton's better. And that's okay. They're both great.
Right.
But I want to talk about it. We'll get to a football today, and I do have some Lions stuff for you. Has ESPN thrown some shade at the Lions? We're going to talk about it. Tigers!
Let's hearken back.
Yeah, hearken.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Jeremy Otto's a gentleman, because that's literally what I'm doing at 5 o'clock. Don't you dare. Ah, don't you dare give those numbers away.
Kenny, some ticket text. We are asking the question, coming out of the playoff game last night, Halliburton with a historical game. The idea of, did we get too comfortable thinking Cade's better than Halliburton? But two, as you've watched the playoffs, have you had a Kenny Cott epiphany? The Pistons are nowhere close to this. And therefore, the idea of doing nothing this offseason should not be acceptable. Because Piston fans, all seven of them, are getting awfully chesty. No, we're good. We've got our dogs. Woof, woof, woof. Okay, then. Kenny, what do you have to say?
I would take Halliburton over Cade in a heartbeat. I was dreaming of him in a Pistons jersey last night.
Yeah, the turnover thing is a thing. When one guy's averaging, I think, 4.7 a night, the other guy is out here, never turns it over, including last night, no turnovers. You score 32 points. Well, okay, ball dominant guard. You score 32. You dish it out 15 times. Right. You're responsible for 60-some-odd points, no turnovers. That's remarkable.
It is. And I also like the fact, he's doing it. Big state. I mean, I'm going to take you back, Mike, when he hit the, looked like the game winning three, but he was actually a two-pointer and needed the whole choke thing.
Yep.
That's how you step up, man. That's what I wanted to see twice when Cade had the ball.
He can get there. But my point is, I'm not going to wait years to add. Like, I need to add his Pascal Siakam. I need to add those players.
Yes.
Now, why is there this idea of we can't do anything this year? I don't quite get this. Well, we've got our dogs.
No, you know why. And I hate to say this, but it's a lot of the fans have fallen in love with the role players. We give our role players nicknames throughout history.
Are we role player city?
We are role player
why
city.
Why is that, though?
Because we're gritty and we believe in the little guy and it's small market thinking mentality that this city has, and they don't realize you're not a small market.
No.
But they think they're a small market, so you got to be, it's got to be a homegrown guy that you could say, I saw this guy playing in A-ball, or I saw this guy playing here, and I saw the. You don't.
We deified Donnie Kelly, all right? So put that into perspective. Kenny, that's what this city does.
Kenny, I like to call it the Brandon Inge, where, he's an all-star. He's not an all-star, okay? He's not.
You know how many Abdelkader and Helm jerseys I see walking around LCA still? Role player guys.
You're not serious.
I'm not joking.
We do.
Come on.
This is role player city. We fall in love, and the Pistons are filled with role players. Hence, beef stew. I mean, when they come out with the thing, the Pistons, their social media was a whole 2 minutes of beef stew highlights. Okay.
I can't take anymore. All right, let's get to the people. But I've asked the question. I do think the wings apply. You know, Kenny watching his cute little playoffs last night, the rest of the world watching the NBA. It's the idea of Pistons and wings. How can anyone not demand a bold offseason? And it was also just, is it okay to have a reality check moment where it's like, all right, we went a little too far with Cade. Got to step back. Halliburton's better. And that's not a crime.
No, it's not. It's not saying Cade's a dog.
That's like saying Jordan was better than Larry Bird. You know what? Not a crime. Yeah. Both really good. Yeah. Let's go to the people. Go to Chris, 97.1. Chris, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, guys. Yeah, I completely agree. We need to bring in help. I know we didn't see much of Ivy this year. I mean, maybe he's a little bit of help to the team when he comes back. But I think even with that, we still need to bring somebody in. After watching the games this season in the playoffs, I think it's really clear that Cade's not on the level of a lot of these guys. I mean, he's a great player. Don't get me wrong. But I think we have some, like, beer goggles on of wanting mm-hmm. him to be our star. But he absolutely lacks that dog mentality that guys like Brunson, Halliburton, he lacks it. Those guys, you know, they get it done. When I want to win a ball game, am I going to put it in Cade's hands? I don't think he proved, and I know a lot of people, what irritates me is they'll say, oh, he's young, he still has time to learn. And I disagree. He's getting paid like an all-star. He needs to perform like an all-star. Look at what Halliburton's doing, same situation. So that's my take on it. I think we do need to bring something in. I think we need to bring in someone with that dog mentality.
Why are fans so comfortable not? Because the prevailing and look, Chris, I'm not acting like we have all the answers, but whether it's the sure. amount of phone calls we take or the thousands of ticket texts, that's before Evan will clue us in on kind of the Q rating on social for, you know, engagements. Chris, the amount of Piston fans who are like, no, we have our people. We're going to ride with our dogs. And I'm like, what does that even mean?
Yeah, I think the want of a good team is blinding a lot of fans. I mean, yeah. It's just I think his playoff performance. I mean, you go down, he passes the if he's not driving the basket, he passes the ball off, steps to the side, and stands there with his arm out, like, hey, pass it to me. I know you won't, but here I'm right here. He doesn't get involved. He almost plays like rec YMCA ball when he's out there. There's no facial expression, no excitement, which whatever, it's fine.
I'm not going to knock him for that.
I like to see that grit. I like to see the passion and not saying he doesn't, but it's obvious when these other guys have this passion, when they have this drive, they show it.
Sometimes, but let me be fair about this too. I mean, Chris, look at the team I root for. I mean, I can't get Jaylen Brown or Jason Tatum to open their eyes. I mean, those two play like they're on Quaaludes. They're two of the better players in basketball. You know, Jalen Brunson is not the most excitable human being in the world. I'm not going to kill Cade on a personality basis at all. I'm just saying if you make the right move, it could be you in the conference finals next year. It could be you where Halliburton is, where Brunson is. And yet the fan base wants to fight me. Now, Wings fans don't. I think it's the inverse. I think 25% of Piston fans are watching what's going on and going, okay, the boner has subsided. The blood has returned to their legs. We need to make a move. We need work. 75% are doing some form of, you know, 8 mile routine of, you know, mom's spaghetti. Wings fans, it's 75%. We need to make a move. I'm tired of this bleep.
Yeah.
25% are, well, Steve knows best.
I think it's because Wings fans have seen this year after year of coming up short, whereas Pistons, we were just at the record low of wins.
Pistons made progress. The Wings haven't made progress.
What are you talking about, you ungrateful bastard?
You're right. Steve knows best. That's my bet.
So, yeah, they saw the Pistons go from 14 wins to, you know, you almost won the first round against the Knicks and they only won because they were taking unethical shots.
Here's what I compare it to. And this is not what you think it is. So don't do this, oh, there he goes again routine. But it's a lot like, hold it. Broadcast your voice. So look, it's a lot like on a Saturday and you watch Big Ten football. Mm-hmm. And I'm talking even like Penn State, Ohio State doesn't do it for me. Forget about Michigan State, whatever. But then it's Saturday night, Death Valley, Georgia, LSU. It is not the same sport. So the whole point is only through watching others do you start to get a true appraisal of your team. So whether it's the NHL playoffs or the NBA playoffs, how fan bases cannot demand action.
Oh, no.
That's what I don't get.
Mike, I get what you did not do. No, when you watch a lot of sports, if you really want to break it down, it's JV and varsity.
Yes.
And sometimes you're on the JV.
I think the Pistons can absolutely make the conference finals next year with a tactical, calculated swing.
Yeah, because if you get that guy that when K just has a mere 15-point game, this guy picked him up and scored 30 and carried the team.
Kenny, I want you to just think, and I'm not demanding some big answer, but like the pathway for the Pistons is simple to me because the trade market. Trades, it's all about a handgun and a threatening phone message. It's Liam Neeson, it's Taken.
Take these draft picks, give us this guy.
Right. I thought we were getting Liam Neeson running the wings. Instead,
you got Leslie Nielsen.
Right. Naked Gun 33 and a third. We got Nordberg in the wheelchair crashing down the steps at Angel Stadium. 248-539-9797. All right, we'll get to the people here in a second. We've got a good conversation going, and it's Kenny,
you gotta do it in the voice if you're going to
do it. Oh, we're doing the announcer voice? Yeah. Ah, amazing conversations. So look.
It's beautiful, man.
Good Lord.
I was talking to Kay Cod over there.
Okay, let's just. Oh, my God.
What's going on, Rico? Kenny, welcome back.
It's like, where do they find these people? They're everywhere in sports now. It's like Anchorman gone wrong. But Kenny watching the NHL playoffs, and obviously the seismic difference between those teams and your Red Wings. Yet some in the fan base will tell you, we're close. It's turning around. The eyes are playing. Okay. Pistons, it's different. They made more progress. They made the playoffs. They were deep into a series. But watching Halliburton and the Pacers and watching the NBA playoffs at large, first of all, I think we went a little too far with Cade. You can be a star. Cade is a star. But me, got too comfortable saying Cade is better than Halliburton. He's probably not. Can he be? Maybe. Kind of. Question mark. Maybe. My point is I am more convinced than ever if you make a move, calculated one, via the trade market, the Pistons can take a seismic step forward that I don't think will be available to you through, quote, sticking with our dogs, like 75% of this fan base wants to do. So that's been the conversation, along with announcer voice.
Yeah.
Kenny, I'm going to go to people. We'll get ticket text momentarily. I'll go to Ty in Southfield. He's been very patient. Ty, how are you today?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, Ty. What's going on?
So, I wouldn't say that he's not better than Halliburton because I feel like they're almost neck and neck. He's just showing up in bigger games. I feel like he had an extra year to play when Cade season injury.
Sure.
Monty killed us. And then last year was his really first year playing with a team, right? So he don't have a number two. Ivy was supposed to fill that role. He gets injured. So we don't know how that really looks. Malik gets hot, but it's not enough. So you need another swing forward. Get rid of Fatecchio because this guy, I don't know what's going on with him.
Do you realize you've got $9 million in Fontecchio? You got 15 a year in beef stew, and you got 26 in Tobias.
Jesus. Yeah. We got to find a way to get rid of him because he is still not producing. We need someone else outside of between Kay, Malik, and Ivy, and sometime Tobias. We need somebody else.
Look, I keep coming back to it. Zion Williamson is the move. And it's risky, but the reward could be an NBA championship. I mean, I think he needs to change scenery. And Rico got all hot and bothered. Rico was all in love with that polo shirt on lottery night. Zion was out there, Ty.
But you know what? I was right. the Pelicans sent him there
yep.
in this medium saying, hey, our guy is fit and trim.
He's in shape.
Take a look at him. If you want him, you can have him.
But that,
because, yeah, the free agent market,
oh my
I
God.
Guess until you get to what, Jonathan Kuminga.
But again, he's restricted.
That's who I would go after because clearly Golden State don't either want him or don't know what to do with him.
Well,
and when they got Jimmy Butler was their way of saying you're really not going to be around too much longer.
But in fairness, when you tell Steph Curry to go bleep himself, Ty, that's probably a way out of town. I don't have all the information on Kuminga. Could it work? You know, I've seen him comp to Tracy McGrady when McGrady was traded from the Raptors and then his career blossomed, the change of scenery. I don't know Jonathan Kuminga. I just know when you look off Steph Curry, that's a way out of town. Son, you're no one.
Right.
That guy's a first-ballot Hall of Famer. Pass him the effing ball.
Yeah.
Here are your NBA free agents. Now, these players don't count. They have player options. LeBron.
Oh, we got to get LeBron here.
Hold on. LeBron, Harden, penis cancer, Julius.
Oh, sorry.
Kyrie. Julius Randle. Fred VanVleet. All player options.
Okay.
The best unrestricted free agent is Miles Turner. You're not getting him, right?
No.
So then we go to the following. Josh Giddey, restricted, don't need him. Quentin Grimes, restricted, don't need him. Jonathan Kuminga, restricted. Now you're down to number 10. Keon Ellis, team option with the Kings. The fact that Keon Ellis is a top 10 free agent tells you a lot.
Trade.
Dorian Finney-Smith, player option. Here's your best unrestricted free agent. Brooke Lopez, born in 1948.
Oh!
Yeah!
Did we get his twin, too?
Yeah. Chris Paul, 55 years old. Al Horford, starting cocoon.
Now, are you serious?
Yeah. These are the unrestricted guys. Now, this guy is a pistol.
Al Horford's on that John Sally plan. He's just never going to retire.
Never. The best free agent that is unrestricted. This is going to be what the Pistons do, and I'm going to do announcer voice and then throw a chair through the glass. Ty Jerome. That guy was born in a Pistons onesie. Ultimate gym class hero, played for 7 teams already. Mm-hmm. He has a good year in Cleveland, and you'll be the guy who pays him. Watch. But look at the list. Malik Beasley, Naz Reid, player option. Caris LeVert, feeder made of Legos. Gary Trent Jr., no thank you. Santi Aldama, no. I mean, look at these people. Chris Boucher, Tim Hardaway Jr., Dennis Schroeder, Tyus Jones. Like, this class sucks.
2 Pistons, yeah.
Make a trade.
Well, you know people are going to say, just keep Schroeder here. Look at what he did, the defense.
Okay. How many teams has Dennis Schroeder played for? Let me help you. There's a reason why. Short term, yes. What did I say to you when they traded? Oh, you'll like good. Him?
Yeah.
He'll help you. Do not sign him.
Don't fall in love with him. Gotcha.
It's There's an example I could make, but it's crass, and I don't want to do that.
Don't.
So I'm not going to do that.
Just don't fall in love with him. There you go.
We're just going to move forward with the people. By the way, Kenny tells me we have people texting in announcer voice.
Yeah, there's one that just says,
But because it's just like we are living in a sea of announcers now, and it's like you don't need to do that. Whether it's ESPN, football, basketball, baseball, and it's like, oh, my God, just relax. Good God.
Sports. Excitement. That's another chicken tax.
It is. Like, you don't need, and again, it could be any sport. You don't need to call it like it's game 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals. It's not. Like, I've had enough of Kevin Harlan. There, I said it. Kevin, you can't be yelling that way in the 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. You can't.
It's kind of like calling for a review 10 seconds in a game. Gotcha.
Yes.
Gotcha.
There he goes. It's like, Kevin, it's the first quarter. It's 17-11. Why are you doing this?
Pace okay. yourself.
That's all.
Yeah.
248-539-9797. Your phone call's coming up next. 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.